So Mark, great success for Leo Manette today. What was your experience like with the awards?
Well, obviously, for me, the Fab Awards are a barometer of the health of creativity within the food and beverage categories in the world today. So it was so interesting to see the best of the very, very best. And my first impression was so much great work is being produced in those two categories from around the world. And the quality of work that originated from the four corners of the world, you know, was pretty amazing. You know, we saw great work from Scandinavia, great work from Latin America, particularly Brazil, great work from Australia, New Zealand, and obviously Western Europe. So it was wonderful to see a variety and diversity of ideas originate from so many places. The night was really, I think, a phenomenal success. The show was actually executed to perfection, and I thought Niraj did a wonderful job hosting it and narrating it, and holding a room full of people together for a long period of time is in itself an achievement, because obviously alcohol kicks in somewhere along the line and people's attention span wavers and people lose focus. But at the end of the day, the thing that kept people focused for the duration of the evening was the quality of the work. And as great work appeared on the screen, people responded, applauded, and acknowledged great creativity. I thought it was obviously an amazing venue. I think the Hurlingham Club is almost the perfect backdrop to the Fab Awards. It's quintessentially English, and it has a style and a quality to it, which I think is reflective of the people who run this particular brand. The work that actually shone during the course of the evening was quite exceptional. And I think the best of the very best, the fabulous awards, were pieces of work that really will act as compasses for the industry, will inspire the industry to push the boundaries of creativity, work that really exemplifies the best of the best in terms of thinking, and really the best of the best in terms of creativity within the category. And the Grand Prix's work, you know, were obviously well received and acknowledged to be, you know, pretty amazing.
Of course, McDonald's won the brand of the year, and Leo Manette had a huge hand in that.
Yeah.
Can you just give us some insight on some of the projects that McDonald's had with Leo Manette and what went into that in the creative process?
Well, obviously, to see McDonald's be proclaimed Creative Marketeer of the Year is obviously testimony to their belief in the power of creativity and the value of creativity in modern day communication. The work that they are producing across the globe is quite exceptional. From work from Toronto to London to Jakarta and to Stockholm demonstrates that the brand has embraced the power of creativity, and a brand that really is producing work that brings their purpose to life in the most meaningful way, and work that has the human touch. McDonald's is not in the hamburger business. McDonald's is in the people business. And I think the work that they showcased tonight was work that resonates with people, that creates value in people's lives, and work that is incredibly popular. And at the end of the day, McDonald's is the world's most popular restaurant. It is the people's restaurant. So it was wonderful to see the work be acknowledged for its creativity, and more importantly, the portfolio of work that they produced was diverse and used all communication channels in fresh, new, interesting ways, and really demonstrated a brand on its game, a brand that's really maximizing communication channels to the best of their ability, and producing content that people enjoy, people love, and people value.
All right, finally, if you can just pick out, with all the work that you've seen, one work from Leo Manette and one non-Leo Manette work that really stuck in your mind and you thought, wow.
Obviously, I'm delighted by the performance of Leo Manette worldwide. It clearly was the most awarded agency network in the world this year, and I'm obviously, as the Chief Creative Officer, delighted by that performance. But what I'm more delighted by is the depth and the quality of work originating from so many offices around the world, from Mumbai to Jakarta to Toronto to London to Chicago to Sydney and the rest of the world. So we are consistently producing world-class work, regardless of geography, regardless of culture. Probably the best piece of work was the most innovative idea, which was small change currency from Jakarta, which obviously went on to win the fabulous award in that particular category, because it demonstrated a deep understanding of people and behavior, and created content and an idea that served a human purpose, that created human value, and actually created enjoyment in people's lives. And all of that ladders up to the purpose of McDonald's, which at the end of the day is to create simple, easy enjoyment in people's lives. And if you create enjoyment in people's lives, people will ultimately say, I'm loving it. The best work of the evening, for me probably, was the most progressive idea, which demonstrates the value of technology in today's world of communication. That demonstrated a really smart, always-on approach to communication, which was Oreo, where they capitalized on the negative impact of the lights going off during the Super Bowl final in the United States recently, and turned that into a piece of content that they then tweeted out to the world, and it completely spread like wildfire and created massive value for the brand in a fresh new way, which demonstrates for me the incredible power that technology has to serve modern day communication and to activate and amplify ideas in new ways. So I applaud their always on approach to communication, and I applaud their complete finger on the pulse of society and the pulse of a game and a moment in time where they maximize its potential. And at the end of the day, that idea is probably worth a great deal more to that brand than the $3 million that most brands paid for 30 seconds airtime during the Super Bowl event. So, you know, that for me is smart, nimble, spontaneous, reactive, responsive, and just highly, highly creative. So I love spontaneity, and I love ideas that just have the ability to connect instantly. And I think in today's world, where everybody has technology at their fingertips, the ability to create content and ideas that can completely circumnavigate the world in a nanosecond is so exciting for industry. And today we have this amazing opportunity where we can create content that literally has the ability to go everywhere at any given time. And we have this amazing complete blank canvas that has no borders. And it only has infinite possibility and potential for the imagination. And for me, it's probably the most exciting time ever to be in this industry. And the Fab Awards have done themselves a great service tonight. I think they are the champions of creativity, first and foremost. The amount of time they placed in showcasing the work. And I think that is exemplary in terms of the show, that it's focused purely on the quality of the ideas, and is a celebration of creativity, and is an endorsement of creativity, and is a tribute to creativity. So the fact that the lion's share of the evening was devoted to the work and the quality of the work and ideas that shone brightly in these categories, for me, is a delight. And I think it plays an important part in our industry. And award shows are not about shiny metal objects, or in this case, white ceramic objects. Award shows are a barometer of the health of our industry. They serve to educate, to stimulate, and to inspire the industry to try better, to try harder, and to push the limits of creativity. And tonight we saw work in the food and beverage categories that was truly world-class, and will make every client, every brand, every agency, every design company who operates in these two categories to push the boundaries of creativity to the next level. Because tonight we celebrated the very, very best work in these two categories in the world in the calendar year 2013.
Great. One last question. Speaking to a lot of the creative directors who attended today, they all seem to be under the impression that, well, that social media and digital is the way of the future. Like a lot of them were saying, like a couple of years ago, a lot of their CVs and a lot of CVs that they receive were all about, I worked on this TV campaign, I wrote this script, and so it was very TV dominated. But now, more and more, as you look, what's your view on that?
Obviously, the world now has so many screens to communicate with and through. We are living in the screen age. But at the end of the day, there is no substitute for content. The channels that we have available through social media, through technology, are so abundant and are changing by the nanosecond and are multiplying by the second. So the ability to connect to people has never been easier. But the ability to connect with people emotionally has never been more difficult, because people demand great content. They want something in return for their investment. Advertising does not compete against advertising. Brands don't compete against brands within categories. Advertising today competes against popular culture. And we have to be as interesting, as relevant, as stimulating, and as rewarding and as useful as content that people can find in the world today. So obviously, it's important that we connect to people through the channels that they use. And obviously, social media is the primary connective tissue between people and brands. So it's important that we maximize the potential of social media. Certainly, the primary screen in the world today, certainly on the global footprint, is mobile. Mobile is the most exciting screen to operate on and in. And we have to find content that really ignites the possibilities of that screen. And we have to find content that really is hugely rewarding for people. I think real-time content, real-time communication will become the order of the day. People live their lives in real time. People are not living their lives to a preordained media schedule. They're living their time in the now. And brands have to relinquish the control they think they have over communication and connect to people in real time in that moment. And so we have to keep pace with society. We have to keep pace with the speed that people live their lives at. And we have to create content that people find interesting and useful at that moment in time. And I think those days of big ideas that were immersive and deep and rich in terms of their content, the deeper you went into the idea, the more value that you extracted. I think those days are slightly changing. People today are looking for instant gratification. It's like a tapas bar. You can either go for a three-course meal in a restaurant, a particular style of restaurant, or you can go to a tapas bar. People want instant gratification. They want a taste of this, a taste of this, a taste of this, a taste of this. If they are interested and taken by that, they will delve deeper themselves. They will immerse themselves deeper in brands. The best media directors in the world are people. The best ideas today give people something in return for their investment. So clearly, the new social channels that we have available have to be exploited. But the one thing that will never change in our industry is the value of an idea and the power of an idea. Creativity is the most valuable asset in business today. It's the most coveted asset for people, and it's the most valuable asset in terms of transforming the fortunes of brands. Creativity ultimately has the power to transform human behavior. And we are an ideas industry. We always will be. The channels of connection will change and evolve and multiply and triple over time. But the one thing will never change is the quality of the idea and the quality of the content. We are in a content creation generation, and we are in a generation that demands content that entertains, content that creates value, content that people find stimulating and useful. So I think we will find a swing towards branded content, branded entertainment, the cross-section between entertainment and advertising, and I think we will find a lot more content which is far more participatory in terms of inviting people into the brand, inviting participation in that brand, inviting involvement in that brand. And brands will be calibrated and be repurposed, reimagined, you know, over a period of time by people. People love ideas. Everyone has the ability to be creative. We're living in an era of democratization of creativity and ideas that are culturally fluid, ideas that are always on, and ideas that collaborate with society will be the ideas that will succeed in the future.
Great. Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.
And congratulations on all the success.
Thank you.